Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Bit of weather coming in over here in Sydney. Grey clouds, southeasterly winds, and we've gone from a top of about 38 degrees on Sunday to a much more mild 24 today. So I'm wearing jeans. What's that got to do with anything? Nothing at all. It's the fact that I've got the microphone. Whatever comes out of my mouth, you hear. So look, I've just got a couple of things to say today. For a start, this voice you hear today is the voice of a very, very, very happy man. Why is that? Well, is it because of the markets? No, it's because of a culmination of events that I have decided to do to make me happy. And one of those events, of course, as I covered yesterday, was taking a break. Now, often we don't get instant rewards. We love instant gratification, but it takes a little while. Yesterday, I felt okay. I actually told you I was feeling a little bit drawn out, a little bit unwell. Felt like I was getting a cold. Well, today, smashed it out of the park. I'm feeling about as good as one can feel. I'm optimistic. I'm happy. I'm feeling very balanced. And I tell you what, as far as optimal conditions go, this man that you're hearing right now is in optimal conditions for trading and doing what I do. So I'm absolutely stoked, super pumped, and can't wait to see what I can achieve today. Because I tell you what, there's not much that'll get in my way today. That's for damn sure. So what happened overnight in the markets was good. We saw Bitcoin continue to move higher. That's the third day of gains. We haven't seen 3 days of gains since our last run, and we come back up into 11.7. And to be absolutely, you know, straight with you guys, we only saw it once throughout that run. That was on the 1st of March, 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th of March. We saw a tiny little green one there. So we are having three bullish days in a row. That's assuming that the candle is going to close in the next 2 hours and 45 minutes the way it is, or roughly the same as it is. But it's looking good. Heading towards 9,000. We have tested 9,000, I believe. We've got $9,046 here on my Coinbase chart. And it'll be interesting to see if we can hold that level, get above 9,000 today. Wouldn't be surprised to see a wee bit of a pullback. On the 4 hour, we've got higher lows and higher highs. We are starting to look a little bit more bullish. Now, don't get all caught up, right? Don't get me wrong. It could still come off. Absolutely no doubt in my mind that we could see more of a sell-off. However, there is some things starting to come into play now. The charts. The charts are starting to come back around to look a little bit. There's a few more checks off of the bullish side of things that are starting to look good too. There's a little bit more optimism out of China in relation to cryptocurrency. Now, whether that's fact, fiction, or unicorns, I don't know, but it's good whispers to have. Three, there's a lot of things that are starting to come back into the space that are good. Good chat, good conversation, good things happening. And the SEC also had some good things to say. Basically, they were praising cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Secondly, apparently, and I say apparently because, you know, until I've seen the actual, setup, I'm not 100% sure, but apparently Coinbase has partnered with Barclays Bank. Now, Barclays Bank, the two big B's, they're a big, big, big bank. More bees for you. Bravo. And, that's a big play. For Barclays to be promoting and getting involved with Coinbase, that is direct involvement with cryptocurrency, and that is a good thing. The banks are starting to look at how they can adapt and adopt and become one with this market, which is great. Also, there's chat of a U-turn in China. The People's Bank of China governor called Bitcoin inspiring. Now, if that's not good language, then nothing is. Obviously, everything can change quickly, but we are starting to see that cruise ship that I talk about is no longer in reverse, in my view. We're starting to engage forward. We're not moving forward yet. We have just changed gears, and we'll be keeping an eye on that on the markets for the next couple of days. Now, what I wanted to cover post crypto and Bitcoin conversation and news and whatnot is this: the difference between a dream and a goal. Big difference there. Let me just tell you a little story, right? I read something just recently. Remember Evander Holyfield? Yes, you might remember him from such shows as biting off people's ears and punching people in the face and being a huge man that throws big punches. Yes, Evander Holyfield, the boxer I am talking about. Well, he, when he was a child, has said his mother, I think it was his mother who said, you know, the coach said, you could be the next Muhammad Ali if you want to. And he said, yes, I want to. That's what I want to be. I want to be the next Muhammad Ali. I want to be the greatest. And the follow-up question by the coach was, great, is that a dream or a goal? Is that a dream or is that a goal? Because dreams, and look, there's a very big distinction between the two, and I want to bring this into the conversation because it made me stop and it made me think about, am I dreaming or are these goals? And I've come to the conclusion that yes, there are goals. There are some dreams that I do have, but more so they are goals. They are big, big goals. Now, the difference between the two is it a dream you can't get to, right? A dream is a fraction of your imagination, a fragment of your imagination. It's something that it's almost like you can't get to it. It's a dream. The very, you know, use of the word dream, it's like it's inside of your head. It's not real. A dream is not real. Do dreams come true? Dreams can come true if dreams become goals. So I wanted to just get that distinction in because a goal we can plot out, we can structure, we can lead the yellow brick road to an outcome. We can plan that outcome out. A lot of people do dream, however, and that's why they don't achieve. You hear people go, oh, he's such a dreamer. Well, dreamers sometimes don't do. People that are motivated by their goals are doers. They are people that are structured. They know what they want and they go and goddamn get it. A goal can be achieved. A dream is a floating little bubble that you might not ever reach. So I challenge you to consider this big time today, tonight, when you get a bit of time, whether it be on the train, whether it be at home, in bed, whether it be during your meditation, whatever it may be, I want you to ask yourself, are you thinking about dreams or are you planning about how to achieve your goals? Because the differentiation between the two is striking, it is big, and it may just change the way you view things. A dream is, oh, geez, I'd love to have that 100-foot yacht, but, you know, I mean, at the moment with the job that I've got, and, you know, here's another excuse, and here's another one, here's another one, here's another one. Realistically, I probably won't get it. So it's a dream. Maybe if I win the lotto, that's a dream. Whereas the other way of looking at it is this. I want that 100-foot yacht and I'm going to get it. And if you're in a job you don't like, I'm in a shitty job right now, but that's okay because I'm going to work my way out of that. I need to find something that's going to work for me. Now, if that happens to be trading for you, obviously, you're in the right place. We can help you to get there. You're going to take the steps and plot and plan. And you know what? If it's going to take you 30 years to get it, who cares? Who cares? I mean, I know one of the podcasters I listen to is from Gary Vee. Gary Vee talks about buying the New York Jets. He wants to buy the Jets. He's a mad Jets fan. Now, that's I think they're a basketball team or NFL or I don't know. Sorry. I don't know that. But he wants to buy the Jets. But the thing is, right, it's not actually the buying of the Jets. The buying of the Jets will probably be an anticlimax for him. It's the journey. It's the plotting. It's the planning. It's the journey on the way to achieving that goal that is the successful and the fun part of doing it. The end result is not what you're after. It's getting to that end result. It's the satisfaction. It's the confidence. It's the ability. It's the feelings that you get as you tick off little things along the way to get to that outcome. So don't dream. Start to set your goals and structure them and break them down. And this is what we do with trading as well. Now, I've asked my apprentice, who you'll be introduced to in the coming weeks. Okay, I've chosen my first apprentice. My apprentice will be working through. He's got access to all my content. I'll be mentoring him and pushing him through every single step that I know it takes to become a successful trader. Now, he will be the first one to get the new Fibonacci course that's coming out before Easter. He'll be the first one to do the video that's going to come out to everybody in my subscriber list so that they can actually understand what's going on. And I'll interview him on this podcast as well. And he's going to be the Journey of the Apprentice series. And the Journey of the Apprentice series is him writing out his plans and then us executing together, me empowering him with the tools and him then executing. And what I'm going to be is not so much a whip to crack over the back of him, but I'm going to be a support member of him. I'm going to be there to help him and guide him. He will be the one who is doing. I will be the one who is providing the tools and experiences and lessons along the way. It's going to be a fantastic series and I can't wait to bring it to you. He's working on his first video at the moment, but the very beginning of that comes with goals. What does he want and how is he going to go about getting those? Guys, it doesn't make a difference what industry you're in, what objectives you've set yourself. If you write your goals down, you can then start to learn how to achieve them. If you're dreaming, keep dreaming. dreaming, but you will be a dreamer forever. If you're setting goals, you will get there if you plan it properly, guys. Now, don't forget that this is free content that I put out every single day. I'm in my office very early every single morning pumping this out for you guys, my free listeners on the podcast. Again, a massive thank you for everybody who's there and who's been giving me reviews. I'm going to ask you one thing, and I really mean this. I really mean this. If you haven't already given the podcast a review, a written review, the podcast is great because la, 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 or Craig is awesome, or I don't really like it, or whatever you want. If you haven't done it already, can you please? Yeah. You know, I punch out heaps of content across socials like Facebook, you know, YouTube, there's heaps there. On my website, tradercob.com, there's plenty of free stuff. I just keep on committing myself to putting out free content. I put out more free content every day than I do any other form of content. And all that I ask of you is to please give me a review, because it helps boost me up the ratings and get it out to more listeners and continue to spread this fantastic message. So guys, please, I would love it if you could go now and write a review on the podcast. Have a fantastic day, ladies and gentlemen. Don't dream, start planning your goals, and let's win together. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.